to approve the March 9th, 2020 regular minute meetings as amended?
So moved.
Kevin?
Second,
Barbara. I'll second.
Barbara second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so carried. Do we have a motion to approve the March 16th special meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion. That's Pam.
Thank you, Pam. Any second?
I'll second Heidi.
Okay, Heidi, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so carried. Do we have a motion to approve the March 26, 2020 special meeting minutes?
So moved, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Evan. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And no abstentions, I presume. So carried. Okay, so moving on to financial reports. There is no treasurer's report this month because Carolyn would usually come into the office to do that. And she didn't feel comfortable trying to figure that out at home. So we'll do that in the next meeting, I guess. Right, Audra?
Yes.
Okay. And then everybody have a chance to look at the monthly financial reports through April.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions, comments, high fives?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the monthly financial reports April 12th?
I'll make a motion, Kevin, to approve the financial reports.
Thank you. Any second?
I'll second, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No abstentions. So carried. Thank you. And moving on to the payment of the bills. Do we have a motion to pay the bills through April 12th, 2020?
I'll make that motion, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
I'll second. It's Amber.
Thank you, Amber. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? No. So carried. All right. Moving on to.
Did we get, excuse me, Chris, did we get Marge in yet?
Right. Okay, thanks, Dale.
Yes, okay, I guess Marge has just joined, right?
Yes, I had problems because I don't have internet.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's typical. I have a dish. I'm out in the country. We'll never have high speed.
I know. And when it rains, you can't get on, right?
Right. That's right. Usually.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on with my phone.
All right.
So it's 508.
Welcome, Marge. We already covered a fair amount already. We're just moving on to the director's report. So I'll turn it over to you, Audra.
Are there any questions this month? There's been a lot going on. Everyone is adapting. The staff has been great coming up with virtual programs and just learning the new technology and getting used to the new normal right now.
Yeah, I have to say I was very, very impressed with just like everything that's being tried and done on the virtual side. It's really fun to see that. I watched quite a few of them and I got a nice tip on some seed starting from Heather, so I'm going to try that later.
Yeah, everyone's trying out some new things. So, you know, Dale's been great with Zoom, and then, you know, we're all making YouTube videos now. We're having a Zoom book discussion this Thursday, so feel free to join. Okay. What else is going on? Lots of meetings, virtual meetings, and with the building, Narrowsburg was out of heat, but DJS was able to come and fix it. So.
Very good.
So that was that.
Anything else you're hearing from RCLS or other parts of the library world in our state?
We didn't meet this past week because of the holidays, so we're meeting with RCLS on Thursday again, so I'll have an update then. Also, I reached out to the school just to let them know we're extending our vote, but she hasn't gotten back to me yet. She was checking on her end if there's anything legally, anything else legally we need to do.
Okay. I guess the only other question I had is, I know it's too early for real data on this, but do you have a sense of like how people are using any of the, I guess all the digital options since the library's been closed? Is it too early to tell?
Dale's actually been tracking the analytics a little bit. So if you want to speak to that, Dale.
Yeah, hi. So, yeah, so I've been tracking the analytics in a few ways. One on how many hits that we're getting through our through the website. What's our performance like on Facebook? Mm-hmm. What's our performance like on Instagram as well as YouTube? Now, the numbers on YouTube have gone up dramatically, of course, which is really kind of nice to see. Right now, I currently have our library in competition with Ellenville to make sure that our numbers are higher than theirs. So we're working.
and you chose Ellenville, why?
Well, because they're the ones that are kind of close by and they had high numbers. And about the same amount of, maybe the same amount of programming that I was able to see from capturing some stuff. The idea is to actually run a comparison because I can against the different libraries in the areas and see exactly where we are as far as performance wise from the internet. We're also able to see that we have some folks in Costa Rica and France as well that kind of use some of our services. Yeah, so there's some different things that I'm just starting to formulate and get together so I can give you guys a monthly report on what that looks like.
Great, that sounds really interesting. I look forward to that. Thank you.
Do we have a sense of how many downloads of audiobooks or ebooks we're getting, films, that sort of thing?
The films I'm sorry, Dale.
No, go ahead.
The films have gone up. The ebooks I haven't checked yet on Overdrive, but I will get that together for next meeting.
And has there been much of an effort to reach out to people and make sure they're aware of those options?
So basically, through just like through our social media presence, we do kind to make sure that we are, sharing some stuff within our personal accounts as well. Mm-hmm. Social media is like, 6 degrees of separation, right? So to the more that everybody shares or likes things, that's how it works. Now, there may be a time at some point, we can look down the road and, if we want to, pay for boosted ads in Facebook or something like that, right? But I mean, those are options but we still need to get a base number or trend that will kind of help us determine how to go forward in that direction.
What about emails going out to the list of patrons, just advising them, that we have all these options? That's been done, right?
We send the newsletter out to the email list.
Yeah.
And then we have the separate newsletter list as well.
Right. So. Yeah, I was just I was just noticing, for example, that New York Public Library cut down the number of audiobooks that you can have out at a time to 3. I guess because they're having such high volume at this point.
Yes, RCLS did change the lending time, so nobody can lend anything for 21 days now.
Yeah, so I noticed.
So they cut it down to 14 days.
Yeah, but definitely looks like we're. Our patrons don't seem to be as savvy about those options as the NYPL patrons in terms of from what I can tell, looking at particular titles and whether they're available or not available and so forth. So I don't know, just I think the more outreach the better on that stuff, I think.
Okay, maybe I'll do a press release for the paper. Sorry, March.
I just have a question. How are we paying bills?
The bills are uploaded online on the LibGuide, so you can see what we're paying. And then the checks were actually sent to Chris this month to mail out after the meeting.
So how are they? I haven't signed any checks. I'm just wondering.
No, Christina how are we sent doing? Them to Chris this month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wondered. I was just curious.
I was wondering about outreach to just maybe some low-tech patrons. Are there people you just sort of wonder what they're doing? Or, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, are there people who seem to be missing in action that you used to see every day in the branches?
You mean seeing them online or not?
No, I mean, I'm talking about an online world where are there patrons that you just have just sort of dropped on the your radar, and are they worthy of just like an old-fashioned phone call or something?
That could be. The managers are checking the phone messages, and we're encouraging people to call with questions, but that could be something we can
do. Yeah, I'm just saying there's probably 10 to 20 people who used to haunt each branch. And are they are worth a phone call from a manager just to sort of like, hey, we're the library, we're, you know, I'm not, whatever, I mean, you know. That's,
yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Because not everyone's on Facebook or, you know, you know, anyway. I'm not sure if this is a director's report question, but in the March, the March minutes, we talk about Barbara opening bids on April 6th, I assume for the Calicoon project?
Yeah, that was postponed.
Should be reflected in the minutes that it's been postponed, just so if someone's reading these 3 years from now, that we didn't drop the, you know, I'm just saying, should that somehow be reflected? And it's been postponed until when?
Yeah. I wanted to also ask about grants and how this is affecting us in terms of time and the grants. So is it on hold? I mean, because I know we have timelines for these things. So is the state just putting everything on hold right now?
The construction we can't do right now because it's non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have until June 2021 for the project.
Oh, good.
To be done.
That's good.
Yeah, I was just more just about the minutes reflecting that's mm-hmm. been postponed somehow. Just because it's a big deal in one set of minutes, and then it won't even the next.
Okay.
How about that Narrowsburg renovation? You think that's happening?
Yeah. Is that on hold?
It just seems amazing. And a million years ago, we were talking about a project just last month.
Kevin, did you happen to tune in to their meeting? Didn't they have a meeting? Was it last week?
Meeting is tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Are you going to go? Are you going to zoom into it?
I'm not sure.
I'm just kind of curious because Buck is supposedly working on the plans.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if they're talking about that, I'll try. But I don't find these things to be terribly enjoyable.
No, I know, but I'd be kind of curious.
Okay.
Audra, do you have any further background on that Tustin proposal?
I have not heard from Jane yet. She said the deadline was extended for the grant and they were still working on the application for the feasibility project.
Okay. Anybody else have anything, comments, questions, anything to talk about on the director's report or anything else? All right, then let's move on to new business. We have to change the date for the budget vote. So we're going to need a motion on the budget vote. Is there any further background on that you want to share with us, Audra, that like some of the options that you researched for looking at new dates?
Sure. Our CLS recommends we do our budget vote as late in June as we can, because our year end, we have to do it by June 31st. So that's their recommendation. Hopefully we can have an in-person vote by then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your recommendation then is to set the vote for the 31st.
Yeah.
Wait, there is no 31st in June.
Not 31st, sorry, 30th.
Right.
I have a question here, though. Do we know what the school is doing?
Yeah.
I reached out to Christina today, and she was checking in on what they were doing.
Yeah, because I think one of the things we have to be a little aware of is if we have it on the same day, then the people have to go to two different locations to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, I don't know, it's kind of a catch 22 now because of the fact that, you know, I don't know how people are going to react to any budget votes at the moment.
Precisely.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. The question I had was, is there any direction coming from the state? Because, like, if we vote on June 30th, and God forbid it didn't pass, where we have to have something in place for our new financial year to start July 1st, then what do we do?
It goes back, it reverts back to our current budget. If the budget's voted down, no matter what, it reverts back to the current budget.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So if we're not able to have a vote in June, then we would have to go with our current budget as well.
Do we have any legal options for electronic voting, or is that not an option at all?
There was talk about absentee ballot voting for the primaries, I believe. So that's what RCLS is watching too, to see if they extend the dates through the end of June for that, if we need to do that.
So I guess what I'm trying to sense from folks here is this, you think it's too early for us to set a budget vote, or Audra, do we need to do that at this meeting, or should we try to, you know, sort of schedule ourselves around what the school does?
If at all possible, we should do it.
I think we should table it and see what the school's going to do and try to figure out how we can best capitalize and make sure our budget passes.
Okay.
Aren't they supposed to do something with the primaries? Haven't they been pushed back to June too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is there any time limit that you're supposed to between the announcement and the vote itself?
So that's the issue. We have to put the legal notices in 45 days before the vote. So as long as we have it the last week of June, we're fine with that. And to fall into our May meeting, so we can make the decision at our May meeting.
But if we decide or something happens where it gets opened up and we could possibly do at the beginning of June, we could always have a special meeting to reestablish when we'll have our budget vote, correct?
Notice has to be in the paper 45 days before the vote, though, so that's the only issue. It would have to be in before the May.
Yep. Right, but then we could always have a special meeting in 2 weeks if things change to a certain degree and we feel that we could possibly capitalize on doing it earlier in June versus going to the very bitter end, because the school is going to be at the bitter end. I mean, it's all things that we kind of need to weigh a little bit, and I know it's a very trying time, but we have to figure out a way that possibly we are not too close to the school budget vote.
When we should be first.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely first.
Okay.
If it's possible. I mean, again.
Go ahead, Pam. I'm sorry.
I mean, again, I know this is we don't have crystal balls right at the moment, but every week we're a week closer to possibly finding some, getting more answers from other people. So I think, in one sense, for us to actually in stone set a date tonight maybe isn't to our advantage. It's just an opinion, but I feel like, you know, people are going to be very hesitant to pass budgets to begin with, no matter what, yes, after all of this. So I think whatever we can do to make ourselves not be too close to the school budget would be great. I know it's not going to be easy, but I think if we could just wait to find out when the school's going to do theirs.
Okay.
But again, that's just, everybody else has to weigh in on this one too.
So why don't we make it, when we find out about the school vote, make it 45 days like prior to that because of that legal notice. So why don't we make a motion in our minutes that states that we will hold our vote whenever the school establishes their date, and we set a time frame ahead of that.
Dr. Google tells me that 45 days before June 30th is May 16th. I'm just saying that's the 45 days.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if we find out that the school is going to do theirs the end of June, and we want to move ours and have ours at least the week before,
yep,
we are close to being okay with our meeting, or we just have to have a special meeting to establish the date of the vote.
I agree with that. I think that makes a lot of sense. We're making sure, Audra, that we're not going off the rails here in any way, so that we certainly have the ability now to call special meetings pretty easily with Zoom here and such. Mm-hmm. So if we find out that the school board meeting is on a certain date, then we can call our special meeting to set our budget vote ahead of that. Does that make sense for now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
And we could actually, I don't know when they're making their decision, but we could actually do that even between the April and May meetings if need be.
Right. Yeah. Good. Okay. So the second item on our new business.
So we need to table that officially then, right?
I think you just table the conversation. Didn't put it, there was no motion on the table made, so there's no open motion.
Right.
So we're just tabling the discussion.
Okay. All right, so the next item on the new business is the remote work policy. Did everybody have a chance to look that over? Thank you again to the Bylaws Committee for their diligent work on that. So I think all we're looking, does anybody have anything they want to discuss or anything that?
I have a question. There's a long-ish clause in that saying we're liable for any accident that happens at home while you're working at home during working hours. I'm just curious, where'd that come from? Is that like a legal thing that is?
RCLS did give us a template for what they had approved for their remote work policy, so we took a lot of the language from them.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. It's like,
yeah, I thought it was weird too, and I questioned it, and then Audra ran it by Mike Price, right? And they seemed to think it was fine. So I don't know what to make of it. That's, I guess it's standard.
I'm not complaining about it. It just seemed weird. If you slip and fall at 8:20, it's on your policy. If you slip and fall at 10:01, it's on us.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was a bit odd, but.
Yeah.
You know, because we can't monitor the safety conditions at people's homes, so
right,
kind of dicey. But I mean, if that's how it's done, I guess we don't have any choice. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would also be they would base it on the accident itself. So I mean, if somebody was in the yard, you know, and they got hit by a playing ball during the hours, they could say, well, no, that doesn't, we're not covered for that.
No, let's say just in the work.
But it would be based on whatever the accident was and how it occurred.
Yeah, it has to be in the designated workspace.
Yeah, and it has to be somehow work related.
I know. I always sit at my computer with a chainsaw, you know.
Have you fallen off your chair, Chris?
Oh, shoot. Let me go get mine. I just got it delivered last week.
All right. Anything else on that before we look for a motion? Anybody else want to weigh in on that? All right, then. Do we have a motion to approve the remote work policy?
I make a motion, we approve that policy.
Thank you, Marge. Any second?
I'll second, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, so carried. Okay, moving on to old business.
Strategic. Could we say something about the postponement of the bids or rebidding the project?
Yeah, please go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes.
Reopen.
Go ahead.
Okay. So maybe make a motion to rebid the Calicoon construction project within a month of reopening.
Okay.
Why do we have to
are
we rebidding? Oh, I'm sorry.
Because we couldn't hold the bid opening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Just following up to what Kevin was saying before.
Okay.
And did you say 30 days after?
Opening? I would say within 30 days of opening, so we could get back on track and get in contact with the engineer. You know, hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later.
Okay. All right.
So you need a motion?
Yeah, we're looking for a motion to rebid the Calicoon project within 30 days of the library reopening.
So moved.
I'll second. It's Heidi.
Okay, Kevin and Heidi, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any abstentions? No. Carried. Okay, thank you, Audra. We're back over to the old biz. I keep jumping ahead.
Into the future.
Is there anything on the strategic plan you wanted to update us on, Audra?
I sent, at our last staff meeting, we did a questionnaire about some of the input we want to see with the next community assessment survey and other, you know, our strengths, the library strengths, what we could be doing better, things like that. So I'd like to send it to you guys if you're, if you'd be interested in answering the questions, just to get some feedback from everyone on the board, and then we can I'll compile it all and send it to the strategic planning committee.
Great.
As well.
Yeah, I would love that.
Right. That's all I have on that. I've been in touch with Tracy Broyles about potentially holding focus groups or a town hall type meeting, but in the state we're in right now, we're not sure how we're gonna work that out, so. Okay. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, thank you. And then on the technology purchase, is that still going forward?
So there were just delays with getting the quotes on that with everything else going on. So hopefully by May, we'll have the two quotes. The quotes for the Microsoft Office licenses.
Okay, so we'll table that for now. All right, thank you. Moving on to our committee report. I guess we just sort of covered building.
Yeah.
There's nothing else on the building committee, is there?
No, everything's sort of on hold.
Okay, understandable. And then Kevin, on the personnel committee, we're in the director evaluation stages now, right?
Right, I have them from just about everyone.
Kevin, did you get my email?
I got your email and I sent you a form. Did you?
Oh, okay. I didn't see it, but I'll check again.
All right.
My email's been really slow and sluggish.
Yeah. So I'm waiting one for you, and then Amber, I think I got one, but now I can't find it. Is Amber here?
Yep, I'm here.
Did you send me one?
Yes.
I can't find it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll send it back.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Hey, and Kevin, your thing about comments, I saw like 10 minutes before this meeting, so I didn't have time to do it. So
yeah, so I want to fill, you know, whatever you want, you know.
I can send some things later.
Okay. So we're going to, I'll proceed to, once I get everyone's reports, I'll sort of synthesize, we'll come up with one, and then I guess we'll have some sort of personnel meeting by Zoom this month. I'll send out my synthesis of everything to Heidi and Chris, and then from there we'll arrange something. So we should be on board. And I received Audra's self-evaluation. So we're on track here, given everything going on.
That's good, because you've got the Memorial Sioux timeline.
Exactly.
To guide us, yes. All right, thank you. I presume nothing on donations has come in, unless it's something regular, anything there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Audra, you would know, Audra.
Nothing this month.
Nothing, okay.
Nothing else on, we've already covered finance and bylaws. Anything else to say on bylaws? Are we good there? Or?
Nothing apart from what we've approved recently.
Okay. And I guess, I'm guessing too, the nominating is, and Friends of the Library is also on hold, as is everything else. and nothing on executive. Okay. And then I can see for our dates to remember, just the monthly newsletter. And unfortunately, the volunteer appreciation event is postponed. No other correspondence. Is there to go over? Well.
I make a motion we adjourn then.
Thank you, Mark. Right. I second.
Who seconded?
I second.
Okay, Kevin. Yep, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Audra and Dale.
Everybody stay safe.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.